This is the Black Question News Network podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Courier Journal, a civil rights leader and retired Jefferson T. Young pastor died September 8, Rogers Urquhart and Lyons Funeral Home said Sunday. The Reverend Thurman Coleman Sr., age 92, was the pastor of First Baptist Church of Jefferson T. Young for 45 years before his 2000 retirement, during which time he oversaw construction of a new edifice, educational building, family life center, and church expansion, according to the funeral home. A Courier Journal article from his last office said Coleman oversaw the church's growth from a few hundred members to the first large African-American church in eastern Jefferson County. He was more than a pastor. He was an activist and deeply involved in his community. He marched for civil rights in the 1950s and 60s and served on a county commission that implemented welfare reform in the late 1990s, according to the Courier Journal archives. According to the Associated Press, a Florida man was arrested Wednesday on charges that he cyber-stalked and made racist threats against a black activist in Virginia to interfere with his plans to run for a seat on Charlottesville's city council. Daniel McMahon, age 31, of Brandon, Florida, was indicted in Virginia on charges that include bias-motivated interference with the candidate for elective office. McMahon was arrested near Tampa, Florida, after his indictment was unsealed, according to Justice Department spokeswoman Kelly Lacco. The indictment says McMahon expressed white supremacist views on his social media accounts. Court records don't name the activist McMahon is accused of harassing, identifying him only by the initials DG. The September 11th indictment says the activist, a Democrat, had planned to announce his city council candidacy in January, a day after local news outlets in Charlottesville reported he was mounting a campaign. According to the Associated Press, Emory University is investigating the use of a racial slur against African Americans by two law professors. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Monday that two adjunct law professors used the word in separate classes on September 9th. The university said a student confronted one of them during a class and the professor apologized. Robert Sanook, one of the professors, told the newspaper that he used the term while discussing how Native Americans are depersonalized and wasn't trying to offend anyone. He was teaching a class on federal Indian law and policy. The Journal Constitution says the university is considering dismissing a daughter law professor who used the same word twice last year. According to Christian Post, a youth pastor from Honduras who traveled with the migrant caravan last year has won an asylum case after spending over 7 months in Mexico awaiting entry into the United States. Douglas Oviedo won his case on Monday before Judge Rico Bartolomé, with his attorney successfully arguing that the pastor had shown himself to have lived a life of community work that spanned his time in Honduras and Mexico, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune. This included working with at-risk youth in Honduras and helping to build a shelter for other migrants in Tijuana while waiting for his case to be processed. In the final weeks leading up to his final asylum hearing, Douglas walked around the clock to finish the migrant shelter, reported the Union Tribune. According to Christian Headlines, the oldest World War II veteran, Lawrence Brooks, has turned 110 years old this week. "We absolutely love Mr. Brooks," National World War II Museum in New Orleans Vice President Peter Quinn told NOLA.com. "We have told him, as long as you keep having birthdays, we are going to keep having birthday parties for you here. We consider him our veteran." Starting 5 years ago, the museum has held birthdays for Brooks every year on September 12th. His favorite part is always the attention of the singing trio, the Victory Belts. The Louisiana veteran served in the Army as part of the predominantly African-American 91st Engineer Battalion from 1940 to 1945, according to Military Times. He was stationed in New Guinea and then the Philippines and served as a sergeant to three white officers. He reached the rank of private first class during the war and had 5 children, 13 grandchildren, and 22 great-grandchildren. "I've started to think about not having many birthdays left," he said, as reported by CBN. "But I'm not worried about it because God has let me live this long already." According to Reuters, more than 125 migrant mothers and children have sued the U.S. government, claiming the Trump administration has violated the rights of asylum seekers through the arbitrary and capricious implementation of a virtual asylum ban at the southern border. The lawsuit, filed late on Monday, was the first to challenge President Donald Trump over asylum since the U.S. Supreme Court decided last week that an anti-asylum rule will be allowed to take effect, while a separate lawsuit on its underlying legality is heard. Unlike other suits that have targeted the asylum rule itself, the latest filing challenges the Trump administration on procedural grounds, saying the government has enacted changes without warning, resulting in elevated rejection rates for asylum seekers. The plaintiffs are 126 women and children from 59 families, mostly from the impoverished and violent Central American countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, who were rejected in the early stages of the asylum process while staying at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. According to Christian Headlines, a Georgia County's Board of Education says it has found a legal way to allow prayer before high school football games, following complaints from an atheist organization. Under the old policy, football games at Lyons High School in Valdosta, Georgia, began with student-led prayer. That changed last week when the high school omitted the prayer due to a complaint from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which wrote in a letter that the district must take immediate action to end the practice of scheduling prayer at school-sponsored events and end the use of district equipment to project prayers to the public. Under the new policy, football games will begin with the student presenting whatever he or she desires, from a song to a poem to a prayer, WCTV-TV reported. The Lyons County Schools Board of Education adopted the policy on its first reading Monday night in a crowded meeting. Parents and boosters cheered as the new policy was passed, WCTV reported. One of those constituents, Joe Copeland, applauded the board for not backing down. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.